From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kohatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. On Monday, April 15th, a week of events taking place in major cities around the world aims to draw attention to the existential climate crisis that we face. Extinction Rebellion, born in the UK last year, uses direct action to make demands of governments, now spreading to countries like Germany, France, South Africa, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States. The climate activists of Extinction Rebellion have a singular message of declaring, quote, an international non-violent rebellion against the world's governments for criminal inaction on the ecological crisis. They want a zero emissions energy economy in 5 years. Here are some of the scenes of Extinction Rebellion's actions in various cities.
Morning from Fridays for Future here in Berlin. Es haben sich hier wieder hunderte Schülerinnen und Schüler, aber auch Eltern und Studierende versammelt.
Future! 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 That's for profit! That's for profit! Future! 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 That's for profit! That's for profit!
We are lying down today to fight for climate justice. The people contributing the least to climate change suffer the most from it.
And those are scenes from actions organized by Extinction Rebellion around the world. We turn now to Giselle Gonzalez and Jennifer Wong. They're organizers with Extinction Rebellion LA. Welcome to the program, Jennifer and Giselle.
Thank you.
So, to first begin by giving us a sort of history lesson around Extinction Rebellion. I mentioned that it began last year in the UK. London was the birthplace for this movement or organization. What exactly is Extinction Rebellion and how did it start?
Extinction Rebellion is a non-hierarchical, worldwide direct action network of people trying to address the climate crisis and ecological crisis facing all the animals and humans in the world. It started out of the Occupy movement from a group called Rising Up in the UK, and then Extinction Rebellion was born from Rising Up. Rising Up is basically just about empowering people and encouraging agency, and that was around 2015, and then I think last year in 2018 was when Extinction Rebellion launched in the UK, and then on January 26th of 2019 was when we started chapters in the United States.
And so the basis of this movement, I understand, is of course the fact that we are in a climate crisis that's unfolding all around us, right? I mean, right now as we're talking, there's a bomb cyclone, the second of the year, that has hit huge parts of the U.S. How do you express the urgency of what we are facing right now? It seems as though our politicians don't seem to get that urgency. Jennifer?
That's a really good question. I think Extinction Rebellion, we in L.A. recognize that we have a lot of privilege and power as people living in the so-called developed world. And that gives us the responsibility to change the system that is murdering people around the world and here in the US, here in LA. LA has the largest oil field in the US, and the LA County Department of Public Health's report has said that many of us are living right next to poorly maintained and poorly capped oil wells that cause cancer and lung problems in our loved ones. So we believe that it's our duty to put our lives on the line to demand a system change that values each other's lives over that of property and corporations. That doesn't necessarily mean getting arrested, but we are willing to get arrested through a diverse toolbox of actions.
So direct action, I understand, is a major tool. The call that I mentioned earlier, International Nonviolent Rebellion Against the World's Governments. How does that actually play out? Can you give us a sense, Giselle, of what took place in London last year in terms of how people marched on the streets, got arrested? What did that direct action, what did that rebellion look like, and what can it look like going forward?
I think in the actions that they've had in the UK, it's looked a lot like building from the bottom instead of trying to seek out the people who are in power, who are enforcing the system that is working the way it's supposed to work, but it's not working in the sense that it's respecting life. So trying to empower people, give them agency, and that means building community together, being on the streets together, finding that the collective is strong through, you know, protests, through direct actions like blockading, and you know, even things as weird and fun as costumes or performance art in conjunction with direct action. And going forward, we hope to use those tactics to do the same thing, create community, empower each other, build from the bottom, and also escalate and change the conversation, because the crisis is happening now. It's not a future event. People are dying now because of this crisis. We don't have 12, 11 years to fix it. It's already happening. So we need to escalate the conversation by using our voices and our bodies in a way that can really, you know, make people address the issue with the severity that it's actually affecting people.
So let's talk about what's supposed to happen. April 15th through the 22nd, you and I are here in Los Angeles. We have a national audience, and these actions, April 15th through the 22nd, are taking place in cities around the world. Can you give us a sense of what's expected to happen both globally and locally?
Globally, the demands are for governments and media to recognize the climate crisis and alert citizens to the crisis and develop a plan to curb all emissions by 2025. So we're going to be doing direct actions throughout the week internationally. And then here in LA, we are really excited to have a climate camp where we are going to be teaching each other how to do direct action. We're going to have nonviolent direct action trainings on what to expect, how to liaison with the police if that's necessary, how to make art and banners to get the message out, write letters to media. And we're also really excited and honored to be working with frontline communities in LA, like Stand LA and East Yard Communities for Environmental Justice, because we recognize that they've been doing this work for many years. So we're going to be on Tuesday, we're going to be supporting Stand LA's action at City Hall in LA. We're going to travel to East Yard to meet with them and see how we can support their efforts. We recognize that climate justice is an intersectional issue, and we need to continue to educate ourselves and each other and our communities on what that means so that we can better support each other through this struggle for climate justice.
And are there other cities in the United States and other parts of the country that are also part of this movement and part of the week of actions, April 15th through the 22nd?
Yes, there's over 15 other cities, I think many more than that, but definitely somewhere between 15 to 25, I believe.
And so that information can be found on a website, or is there a place that people can find out more about it?
Yes, at extinctionrebellion.us. You can go and see whatever region or area you're in, and you can see what existing group is there.
That's extinctionrebellion.us, a series of actions taking place April 15th through the 22nd, making demands around the climate. I want to play for our audience a video, that a message from the well-known actress Emma Thompson, who's also a climate justice activist and who's considers herself part of Extinction Rebellion in the UK. And this is the message that she posted ahead of the April 15th through 22nd series of actions.
Hi, I'm Emma Thompson. I'm a climate change activist, have been for decades. The climate change argument is now a race between consciousness and cataclysm. Our government has signed agreement after agreement and broken every single promise they made with staggering regularity. It is time to stand up and save our home. On April the 15th of this year, the International Rebellion will begin all over this country in four iconic locations. Creative, non-violent direct action will start to take place. Come down, be with us, there'll be talks, there'll be politics, there'll be music, there'll be arts. It's going to be a lot of fun, but be prepared to stay, because now's the time to save the planet. As we all know, there is no planet B. Be there.
And that is actress Emma Thompson speaking in a video that she posted around what Extinction Rebellion is planning April 15th through the 22nd. My guests are Giselle Gonzalez and Jennifer Wong. They're both organizers with Extinction Rebellion LA. And Giselle and Jennifer, based on what Emma Thompson was saying, how critical is it to draw people out to attend these events, to get involved? Because it seems as though much of the population of the world is on our side. They get the problem. They're experiencing the problem. But maybe there's apathy. Maybe they don't feel like they can make a difference. What could you say to our audience to get them to come out for your events April 15th through 22nd?
I would say that protests can be really fun. Like on Saturday, we're going to be having live bands as part of protests. The bands are going to be playing music that has to do with climate change and music that has to do with dancing and being free with each other and celebrating life, because that's why we're here, because we want to rebel for each other's lives. We want to save each other's lives and we want to survive.
And do you feel that this is primarily something that you hope young people will get involved in?
Yeah, we're actually working with Youth Climate Strike, which is another global climate strike organization, climate justice organization, that mainly they've been striking globally every Friday. They're saying we're fighting for our futures, and so are we. Mm-hmm. We're fighting for our own futures, for the future, for future generations as well. But this is something that's going to happen in our lifetime. Yeah, we're just doing this all out of love for each other.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that this is an existential issue that the governments are of our countries are simply not responding to? Do you see their inaction as criminal?
Absolutely. I think our governments and the corporations are purposefully ignoring this issue because it cuts into their profits. And that is criminal, because it's murdering people. You know, the cyclones, the hurricanes, the wildfires, those are all tied to the effects of climate change, and people are dying. Regular innocent people are dying, and then governments and corporations are also murdering climate activists, environmental activists, as an average of 4 environmental activists are being murdered every week, according to Global Witness.
And that's globally and around the world.
Yeah. I mean, just in the past month, Paul McGauley was burned to death in Peru for opposing oil drilling in the Amazon. Sergio Rojas was killed in Costa Rica for fighting for his ancestral lands, Bribri ancestral lands. People are being murdered directly, direct orders by corporations that want to build hydroelectric dams or pipelines, oil pipelines through, you know, like the Keystone pipeline or the pipeline that's they're trying to build through Morelos, Mexico. You know, these are criminal acts that need to be brought to justice.
Can you tell me, both of you, a little bit about yourselves personally and what has drawn you into this movement? Give me a sense of your background, Giselle.
Came to LA in 2011 and I work in the film and television industry. I was drawn to Extinction Rebellion because a couple of years ago I started realizing the severity of our issues, and the more I researched, the more I realized that this is an existential threat. If you are not absolutely terrified and if you're not in mourning for what will happen and is happening to our world, then you are not paying attention. And I've felt crushed and I felt powerless and I was scared and I didn't know what to do. And I'm still scared and sometimes I still feel powerless, but I refuse to let those feelings determine the course of my life, because it's a fact, when you look at history, the world has changed for the better because people believed in their agency and joined together and built communities and tried to change the systems that were killing them. And so I was like, I want to be part of a movement that does that. And that's this group trying to build from the bottom up, try to build community, trying to change the system, and believing that action is the only course that we can take.
And Jennifer, a little bit about you and why you've gotten involved in this?
Well, I'm an ER nurse, and I see this as a public health emergency. I've been volunteering in Tijuana at the border, in migrant shelters, and hearing about why people are leaving their homes and walking thousands of miles to the U.S. With their children on their backs and nothing else. And some people will simply say, I'd be dead if I didn't make this journey. But a lot of behind that is farmers, people who were able to sustain their families on what they were growing. Now suddenly they're saying that, you know, a half a year of rainfall happens in a week, or, you know, their harvests aren't feeding their families for an entire year. They're only able to feed their families for a few months. And so they move in search of work, in search of opportunity. And they move to the cities where they meet violence and more starvation. And so then they start moving towards the U.S. to seek asylum. Even with everything that the U.S. government throws at these migrants, these human beings that are trying to survive through climate change. The U.S. government is trying to reenact family separation, illegally stopping asylum seekers at the border. People keep coming, more and more people keep coming because climate change isn't going away.
So you link the immigration crisis to climate change, and we don't hear that analysis in the media very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, we don't hear very much in the media about climate change either, whether it's linked to migration or not. And I'm wondering what your hope is for media coverage of the work that you're going to do. Extinction Rebellion, a series of actions, April 15th through the 22nd. If your message isn't amplified by media coverage, it just doesn't reach as big an audience. And we have our media fixating on certain issues and choosing to ignore other issues. Do you hope that you'll get some mainstream media coverage? Are you reaching out to mainstream media outlets?
We are hoping to get mainstream media coverage, but we also don't place faith in that system that is, you know, pretty clearly bought in many ways already. So we hope for that and we're trying for that, but we're also trying to power the members themselves. We all have our own platforms that can go viral and we can share with the people who are important in our life as well.
Yeah, we wrote a letter to CNN stating that we were not there to shame them, but we did see a huge discrepancy in their coverage of these major weather events. You know, they'll talk about hurricanes and how many people died in the hurricanes in the US, wildfires and how many people have died and been displaced because of these major weather events, but they won't talk about the cause of these major weather events. And so we tried to deliver the letter to CNN to bring this to their attention, and were met by some very aggressive security guards. That's why we're super appreciative of media like you, Sonali, for giving us the time and day to get our message out there. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me or about Giselle. It's about all of us putting our voices out there and telling media and government and corporations that our lives matter.
Let's give out that website one more time for people to find out, no matter where they are, whether in LA or in other parts of the country, where can they find out about Extinction Rebellion's series of actions?
ExtinctionRebellion.us.
And we'll link to that from our website as well. I want to thank the two of you very much for joining us. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sonali.
My guests have been Giselle Gonzalez and Jennifer Wong. They're both organizers with Extinction Rebellion LA. And we've been discussing the week-long series of events taking place around the world, including here in the United States from April 15th through the 22nd. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.